This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1559. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 7th, Albania, Antarctica, Australia, Bonaire, China, Cuba, Egypt, France, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Jordan, Libya, Mexico, Myanmar, Nigeria, Pakistan, PNG, Peru, Pridnestrovia, Romania, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Serbia, Spain, Sudan, Taiwan, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, since November 12, 2010, when we last heard it, LRA 36, Antarctica, has been missing. We kept checking for it just about every weekday morning, and even more intensively the past couple of months as there were rumors that it was coming back, but still nothing. That is, until April 6th, there it was at 1332 UT on 15476. It could only be LRA 36 on that off frequency. And we're playing some songs in Spanish. I continued to hear it for about an hour, although the signal weakened. We are very fortunate that during its absence, no station has appeared on 15475 anywhere in the world at any time, to my knowledge. So its frequency remains clear. Although there are signals on each side, 15470 and 15480. In fact, between 14 and 1430 UT, there are two European signals there, which are a bit stronger, but not so strong that they prevent us hearing Antarctica at all. An inquiry is out to the station. We don't yet know what their new schedule is. Previously, it was Monday through Friday only, between 12 and 15 UT, more or less. They do play a lot of music, but if we're lucky, we should be able to hear some announcements, even IDs in Spanish, as Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel in Base Esperanza, LRA 36. The station is allegedly run by wives of military personnel who are being stationed at that or other Argentine bases in Antarctica. So evidently they're getting ready to winter over in this mildest part of the continent on the peninsula, and let's hope they'll be able to remain on the air through their winter and our summer at least. 15476 for Antarctica. In the shortwave sites Yahoo group, Ian Baxter in New South Wales says, I've noticed that transmissions from VL8T, Tennant Creek, Northern Territory, have been off for some time, but they are to return. ABC advises that the shortwave service from Tennant Creek is currently off due to some major work replacing the transmitter, scheduled to finish on the 7th of May. Could be sooner or a little bit later, but all indications are the service should be restored soon. That's the one which uses 2325 during the local night hours, 4910 in the daytime, the alternate, hardly ever reported frequency being 3315. Presumably the other two stations in the territory on the same bands are still operational. Following up, Colin Miller in Canada said, a Continental Electronics transmitter is being installed, a 100 kilowatt 418G capable of DRM. Its rated power is 25 to 100 kilowatts, so it's expected they'll resume using their licensed output of 50 kilowatts analog. Ian Baxter has more news from Australia, this time about a station which is on the air, the one on 5050. He calls it Aussie Radio, spelled OZY Radio. It's back on the air as of April 6th, testing with a new antenna with 300 watts, according to owner Craig Allen. Audio and signal quality so much better now, he says, although he's not far away. Apparently it had been off the air for a couple of days. They also have new programming while they are still testing, and the signal for him is better than Radio Simban on 2368.5. Overseas DXers should have a better shot now at 50-50. We're wondering if that's really its proper name, Aussie Radio, or is it just another nickname? Last time I warned people to beware of Leapfrog mixing products produced by two transmitters on Bonaire on the 49-meter band, mixing together and producing other frequencies. and all these are listed. I computed the times and frequencies, which should be occurring according to the current schedule in DX Listing Digest 11 to 13. However, there is another one brought to my attention because someone heard it and assumed he was getting Radio Baluarte, the low power and not reported recently pirated in Argentina on 6214. But it must have really been 6215 because Radio Netherlands Bonaire is operating in Spanish on 6165 and in Dutch on 6190. So one leaps over the other to land on 6215, but only between 0259 and 0327. Ron Howard in California now confirms that Focus on China, the English program from Voice of Strait, has a new schedule and format heard now on Saturdays instead of Sundays at 1505 to 1535 UT on 4940 as monitored April 2nd. They had some major events in review to start the program and identified as this is the Voice of Taiwan Strait News Radio before they went back into Chinese at 1535. Also, Ron caught once again the ID in English from Voice of Shangri-La, also known as PBS Yunnan, China, on 6035 April 3rd at 1300. But just that ID amid Vietnamese programming. Radio Havana, Cuba usually waits about a week after the official start of each shortwave season to see, one would assume, what frequencies are really free if they want to make changes, since RHC refuses to participate in advance planning with HFCC. Nevertheless, their new schedule as of April 4th has several conflicts which ought to have been avoided. Perhaps the worst is 11830 on the air from 11 to 15 to New York, even though WYFR has been using that frequency and still is, after 13 UT beamed northwest across North America. So there's a huge collision here between WYFR in English and Havana in Spanish on 11830. Another collision, terrible for listeners in South America, is 9620 from Havana, aimed at Rio de Janeiro between 23 and 04 UT, already in use with Spain broadcasting direct to South America between 23 and 05. We kept getting contradictory information from Havana before the schedule went into effect. Basically, there were two different schedules, one sent out to DX editors and another eventually posted on the RHC website. A new frequency for Europe would be somewhere in the 16-meter band, starting at 1930 in French, then also in Arabic, Portuguese, and Spanish. It turned out to be 17560. Unfortunately, the Voice of America, also in French, is already on 17560 this season via Bonaire. And they're colliding for the first hour until VOA is finished at 2030. Alokesh Gupta forwards a story from the Egyptian periodical Al-Masr Yal-Yum that the Prime Minister has sacked state television and radio officials who were accused of conducting smear campaigns against protesters and inciting murder during the revolution. The new head of state radio is Ismail al-Shishtawi al-Iraqi. However, they worked for the former regime as well, so these decisions have been criticized. We can only hope that the new head of radio's first priority will be to fix the modulation on Radio Cairo's shortwave transmitters. Quoting the English webpage of Radio France International, Mike Cooper in Georgia says, starting Monday, 4 April, broadcasts in English will be for four continuous hours, starting at 4 a.m. GMT, and there will be no broadcasts after 9 a.m., which, of course, is 5 hours later, so there may be a mistake there. Furthermore, they keep putting up a schedule showing shortwave frequencies for half hours only at 04, 5, 6, and 7. So do they perhaps mean that English will be continuous on the web and on satellite, but only in half-hour segments on shortwave? We still don't know, but it needs to be monitored. Via Mike Barraclough, these are the frequencies mentioned, and in this case he shows them as running a full hour each. At 04, 9805 and 11995, at 05-13680 and 15160. At 06-11615-15160, 17605 and 17800. And at 07-15605, 15615 and 17605. We are pleased to find that we can still hear Deutsche Welle in English for 2 hours in our afternoons during the evening service to Africa under the new schedule. 11865 is on the air between 20 and 22 UT. The first hour via Portugal and the second hour via Rwanda. And during the second hour after 2100, reception may be better on 15540 and also audible on 15275. The Voice of Greece continues to use 9420 as one of its main frequencies. In fact, it's on the air 23 hours a day. That has not kept three other countries from going on that frequency in the A11 season, as if Greece were not there. As we mentioned last week, Iran is on there from 16:30 to 05:30 with its Arabic service, but so is Ukraine for 3 hours, all that's left of its shortwave broadcasts, at 14 to 17. And China is also using it a few hours a day. Why would this happen? My scenario is that, at least for Iran, without turning on a radio or consulting any knowledgeable DX reference, IRIB figured that, like so many other Greek registrations in HFCC, 9420 was also wooden, meaning not really in use. Such are the dangers of registering wooden frequencies, sort of like crying wolf. Radio Tirana Albania was all set on carefully chosen frequencies to be clear of interference and not to cause interference for the A11 season, including the English broadcast to Europe and North America at 18:45 to 19 and 20 to 20:30 UT, except Sundays, on 13640. But then on April 1st, Noel Green in England noted that there was heavy interference from another station on 13640, turned out to be All India Radio, broadcasting in Arabic until 1945 and then in French until 2030, aimed 300 degrees toward Europe, but we also hear the collision in North America. Something has to give. We think India should quickly find another frequency, as they're obviously capable of changes at short notice, and leave Radio Tirana in peace on the frequency it has duly registered. Ron Howard in California has discovered an English program from Radio Republik Indonesia Ternate, 30 hertz below 3345. It was Thursday, March 31st at 13:30 to 14:03, the Bali International English Club. It schedules Thursdays from 13 to 14. Two young men were chatting about the history of the Northern Moluccas, reading messages sent in by listeners, taking calls on the air. And they said they were meeting Sunday at 10 o'clock to practice English and going on a tour with a guide. There were numerous mentions of North Maluku. Reception was almost fair and went back into Indonesian at 14:08. Don't you believe the schedules in Arabic registered for and quoted in some DX bulletins about Radio Jordan? As Jeff White reminded us recently in an NASB newsletter from meeting one of the frequency managers from Jordan, they've barely managed to retain their shortwave service at all and are keeping it on the air for shorter hours than listed. This accounts for why I was hearing 11960 cutting off the air at 0459 UT on April 4th. Now, before then, I'd been hearing it during the following hour between 05 and 06, but it so happens that Jordan had just gone on daylight shifting time as of March 28th, which means they changed all their shortwave transmissions, apparently, to one UT hour earlier. So 11960 is only on the air between 04 and 05, even though it's listed as 05 to 0715. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1559. Our website has much more information for you, especially in the archive of DX Listening Digest, upon which World of Radio is based. worldofradio.com. Our thanks for financial support this week from Clifford Dunning, KB0YUV in Independence, Missouri, who sent a check in the mail to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, as did another supporter this week who prefers to remain anonymous. Libya, about the same situation as before as far as radio is concerned, except that Chris Greenway in the UK finds out that some internet streams of Libyan rebel radios are starting up, according to some Twitter notes. One which had already started can be found at the following URL. It's relaying off the air Benghazi radio 675 kilohertz, www.ustream.tv/channel/Benghazi radio. Daylight shifting time started in most of Mexico on April 3rd, which used to be the date for the U.S. to change until we moved it up to this year, March 13th. So Mexico, except for border cities and the U.S., have been out of step for the past few weeks, but now are back in step insofar as those areas observing DST. And it also puts the schedule of Radio Educación 6185 one UT hour earlier, meaning the separate programming for shortwave ends at 0500 and then relays medium wave 1060 for the rest of the night after playing the national anthem. That starts with a relay for half an hour of news in Spanish from Radio France International on weeknights, which we have heard. Then they go into their own eclectic music programming. How about interference now? Well, the CRI English relay via Sackville is still on the air on 6190 until almost 0600. However, Vatican Radio, serving Eastern Europe, but with too much signal over here interfering with Mexico, is through with a frequency at 0500. Now, before the time shift, XCPPM would come on the air as much as an hour earlier than scheduled, so it might be on as early as 2200 UT now, and on the air a half hour past the scheduled time, as late as 11:30, when Japan blocks it on 6185. Ron Howard in California reports that Myanmar radio has reactivated 7200 kilohertz. The last time he heard it during the mornings, our time, was back in late June of last year, but heard April 1st until sign-off at 1330, varying about 60 hertz above the frequency. Poor affair with amateur interference, one of them complaining about a foreign station on the frequency. It is, however, by far, he says, the strongest Myanmar station I can hear, so he's pleased to be able to get it again on 7200. And it was heard again on April 3rd until sign-off at 1333 in vernacular. But on April 4th, it signed off an hour earlier around 1230. We're trying to put together the complete new schedule for Hamada Radio International, the house of service via RMI to Nigeria. It seems they're on new frequencies for A11. In Japan Premium, Koji Hashimoto reports 11865, March 28th, opening at 1930. And they are once again broadcasting at 14 to 1430 UT on 21480. Wolfgang Büschel says this is now Monday through Friday, according to the latest registrations. Transmitter site being Wertachtel, Germany. At 1930, also check for it on 11945. And the morning broadcast at 0530 to 06 could be on 9545 and or 11970, all via Germany. Noel Green in England says on April 4th, a schedule received via email from Radio Pakistan today no longer lists English news at 16 to 1615. It was supposed to be on 11585 and 15285 in their printed schedule for A11. It does show, however, a new time for English news during the World Service to Western Europe in Urdu at 0905 on 17720 and 15725, as well as at the end of the broadcast at 1100. Via BCDX, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria also reports about non-English broadcasts from Pakistan, a frequency change in the Urdu service at 17 to 19 from 9390 to 9350 for Western Europe, parallel to 11590. And also, between 17 and 19, while Bulgaria is on 5900, so is Pakistan in Farsi on 5900.4. Logs of a couple of the rare Papua New Guinea stations, Radio Fly on 5960 and Hardcore DX Devaquin, Pennsylvania, reports it on April 1st, 10:35, with local and national news in English from the Radio Fly news team, and then news in Pidgin at 10:54 to 11:04. Also reported by Ralph Perry in Illinois on April 4th, tuned in at 11:34 with pop music, and off the air apparently around 1200. Ron Howard in California heard Radio Fly April 6th at 10:23, starting a music show. Several clear IDs heard until tune out at 10:54. And then there's One Talk Radio Light on 7325, or reported 40 to 50 hertz below that frequency. Dave Vaco, Pennsylvania, heard it April 5th, tuning in at 0918 with spiritual messages and soft music. Carrier from China came on at 0957, wiping it out. Ron Howard in California heard One Talk April 6th at 0800 with a local ID after a syndicated religious show, and still hearing it after 0900 with a PNG bird call and news at 0902 from NBC. Here's a Peruvian we've not seen reported in quite a while, tentatively anyway, from Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia, reporting to PlayDX on 4850.8 Radio Genesis, as in Genesis, Huanta, Peru, April 3rd until sign-off at midnight, 36 UT, after folk music in vernacular. They mentioned Jehovah, and also heard signing on after 1100 with praise music, but no ID. A11 schedule for Radio PMR, Pridnestrovia, from DX Mix News Bulgaria, the new frequency, which they also used last summer, is 9665, starting at 17 UT and ending at 2300. They're on the local Monday through Friday schedule, as usual, and since midnight occurs at 2100 UT, the final 2 hours are heard on UT Sundays through Thursdays only, we think, while the first 4 hours are Monday through Friday. They alternate Russian, English, French, and German, with the English half hours believed to be at 17:30, 19:30, and 21:30. A late change to the Radio Romania International A11 schedule for English broadcast at 20:30. The new frequency is 13800 for Europe and North America, where I heard them April 1st. On shortwave programs, Richard Cuff points out that Vasily Strelnikov is back on the Voice of Russia. Actually, he has been since December. It's part of the rather drastic overhaul of programming. It's the show From Moscow with Love, co-hosted with Natalia Stefanova. The times for it are Saturdays at 19:05, Sundays at 5 past 3, 11, 19, and Mondays at 5 past 3 and 11 UT again. Wolfgang Duschel says the uncleanest shortwave band area in 25 meters between 19 and 20 UT, March 31st, Saudi Arabia's two transmitters were producing motorboat sounds and wide sidebands, the ones on 11915 and 11820, extending well beyond their normal bandwidth, the splattering clearly visible on remote Perseus screens. And Wolfgang Bischel says another late frequency change concerns International Radio Serbia, the transmitter actually inside Serbia near Belgrade, which had been on 9505 between 13 and 18 UT, but now it's moved to 9635 in many European languages, starting with English at 1300. I've confirmed Sunday, April 3rd, that Spain's Spanish DX program, Amigos de la Onda Corta, is in fact 1 UT hour earlier, contrary to publicity, at 12:30 UT. via Costa Rica, best here on 11880. The other broadcast I've still not been able to confirm because it's so late for us now, supposedly 0630 UT Saturdays on 5965 Costa Rica, 11890 and 12035. Sudan Youth Group launches anti-government station, the headline at the Media Network blog. It's Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 1530 to 1600 on 15540. Mike Barraclough says that's registered to be coming from Grigoriopol, Pridnestrovia, also known as Moldova. There's something else registered before that at 1430 to 1500. And they are available daily, although this is only on 3 days a week. More about this from the Sudan Tribune via Media Network. It's sponsored by a group called Youth for Change, the shorthand of which is the Arabic word for spark, Sharara. Then Mike Barraclough in England monitored it on April 1st on 15540. Noise jamming came on at 15:34, increasing in strength. Also noted by Wolfgang Büschel and Jari Savolainen, this is the kind of jamming which we normally hear from Ethiopia, although this clandestine broadcast is for Sudan. The Ethiopian jammers probably don't realize that this station is not Radio Horia, which is on an hour earlier, and the one they intend to be jamming. So maybe there should be a frequency change to get away from this mistake. It appears some of the Chinese jamming is getting rather sloppy, allowing us to hear Sound of Hope. Ron Howard in California is listening on 8400, March 30th at 1225, and hearing Sound of Hope in the clear until the strong fire drake came on at 1233. And on 10300 kilohertz, I was hearing Chinese talk at 1307 UT April 2nd, and the jamming did not hit until 1310. And on April 5th, there was no jamming heard at all as late as 1330. For a few months, WINB had been operating 24/7 on one frequency or another, but since April 1st, we find it off the air much of the time. 13570 missing during certain daytime hours, and not on 9265 either. But it shows up now and then with its usual poorly modulated and wobbly carrier. So apparently they're no longer running 24/7. It may well be that programming contracts ran out and it no longer pays to run the transmitter continuously. Martin Trott in Netherlands has been hearing the Vietnamese regional VOV4 in Buon Mê Thuột slightly below 6020, some 70 hertz low, April 2nd at 2153 to 2236 in Vietnamese and ethnic languages, and also on April 4th, 2249 to 2310, when it was 80 hertz low in minority languages. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 5th, A and K indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 15 and 3 on April 29th. Solar flux dropping from 100 April 7th to 12th to 90 on the 14th to 16th, and back up to a peak of 120 April 24th to 26th. And that concludes another World of Radio, number 1559, produced April 7th. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.